New at 11 now, we're hearing from the cabbie who hails Hitler. He says it's his right, hands down, to wear a Nazi armband, even if the TLC says otherwise. CBS 2's Lou Young has the only on-camera interview with this hateful cabbie.
I'm a national socialist, what you guys call a Nazi. I'm a believer of it.
The unlikely Nazi spoke outside his family's Bronx home after being suspended for wearing a swastika while driving a New York City cab. Not just once, but multiple times. Photos sent to the Anti-Defamation League and to the Taxi and Limousine Commission sparked an investigation. 26-year-old Gabriel Diaz tells me he knew the symbol would offend some people, but denies being anti-Semitic.
I don't hate Jews. I'm critical of them, but I don't hate them. That doesn't mean that I'm anti-Semitic.
You wore a Nazi armband.
That doesn't make me a hater. Whoever said you had to be white to be a national socialist, you don't have to be white. It could be anybody.
You know 6 million Jews are killed.
I have no comment on that right now.
There's no indication he discussed national socialism with his fares because he was wearing the swastika on his forearm, held up so it mostly offended people on the outside, passersby. And while it's not illegal to wear a swastika in public, it is against TLC rules to wear one while you're driving a cab.
Well, TLC responded right away when we came to them. Their course of action we felt was really appropriate and expedient.
It's a 30-day suspension of his hack license for acting against the best interests of the public.
Well, hopefully he realizes that this is wrong. Hopefully he learned from this mistake.
It pains me that I have to apologize. You know, it pains me.
If and when he returns to a New York City cab, Gabriel Diaz has promised to leave his Nazi armband at home. We're in Throgs Neck in the Bronx. Lou Young, CBS 2 News.
If you want to see what else he had to say, watch Lou's full interview with the cab driver on CBSNewYork.com.